At Boulevard Brewing Company, they used to rely on conventional desktop PCs to monitor the brewing process. But that system wasn't ideal. That's because desktop PCs occasionally fail. Only instead of losing a music library or digital photos, when a computer in one of Boulevard's brew houses went down, a whole batch of beer would have to be discarded. That's 300 kegs.
If we're not making beer, obviously that's bad.
That's Tony Lux, the top technology person at Boulevard. A few years ago, he decided that Boulevard needed a system that was more reliable and replaced those desktop PCs with virtual desktop computers. That means instead of a computer unit, which would have a processor, a hard drive, and other components, there's a small device called a Zero Client.
We have these Panelogic Zero Clients, they're called. Basically, it is a little cube that you hook a monitor, keyboard, and mouse to.
About the size of a Rubik's Cube, the Zero Client acts as a conduit to a server computer that's located in a data center. And one server can be associated with several of these conduit devices. For an employee in a brew house, the system doesn't seem different from using a normal computer. But there is an important difference.
The nice thing is, if the power dies at where the workstation is, it doesn't matter. You simply turn it back on, it reconnects, and everything's still running in the back end.
In addition to reliability, this technology has other characteristics that make it useful.
You power it with a power supply that basically is the same wattage as a light bulb, or a cell phone adapter. It's very small. So there's really no power, no heat, anything going into these boxes.
With less heat generated, Tony Lux can put the Zero Client devices in more places.
I can stick them inside of a cabinet with a touch screen. I can stick them, up in a closet. I can stick them wherever I want. It doesn't really matter.
Plus, the Zero Client devices are less expensive than actual desktop PCs. So cheaper workstations that can be put anywhere have made Boulevard's employees more productive.
And because the cost is so much less, our brewers and cellarmen and filtration men said, I'd like to have a workstation here and I'd like to have one here. And it's allowed us to put more workstations in different parts of the brewery because we don't have the cost associated with that high-dollar PC sitting it out there and trying to figure out where to put it.
Desktop virtualization can also make life easier for IT people.
I can spend a lot less time running around and, even from my phone. In fact, I can log into the servers remotely or an iPad, iPhone, whatever, and see what's going on, reboot a machine, restart a service, do whatever I need to do. And literally, if I have a data connection, I can get on the system no matter where I am in the world. So it's very nice.
And that means more time to sit back and enjoy a cold beer. For Central Standard, I'm Spencer Dudley.